represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it, being it, that's two different things.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Unrestricted Podcast. Today we talk about how cool it is to be an asshole, standing in line at the grocery store in those damn self-checkout lines, the ignorance of people, and our top 5 songs of the week. Here it comes. Get ready.
We made it to 2. Surprise, surprise. I know some people didn't think it would happen, but here we are. Relentless.
We didn't get shut down in the first episode.
Yeah, we didn't get shut down after the first episode. They didn't. Maybe Al and his wife Tipper haven't heard this one yet.
Yeah.
All right.
That's funny.
So I don't have anything outstanding and crazy going on these days. What about you?
I'll tell you what. I lately I've been running around with some friends, and you know, and I see a lot of it on Facebook or whatever, man. And it's, you know, some people tend to think that that being an asshole is okay, or that it's cool, you know, like, hey, I don't give a fuck about anybody's feelings or whatever, man. And I find it amusing, you know, for a long time, you know, that whole not give a fuck attitude is easy to latch on to. But from what I've experienced, that it's okay when you're hurting somebody else's feelings, you know what I mean? But your feelings get hurt or whatever. And let's see how much of an asshole you really are.
Yeah, it's a defensive mechanism, right?
I guess, yeah. It's like,
hey, I'm not going to say that I'm not guilty of being an asshole every once in a while, but sometimes sometimes it's deserved. Sometimes you got to be the asshole.
No, of course, but sometimes, I mean, to wear that as a
pride of, as a badge of honor.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
That's not a thing, right?
It's just like, man, cut it out, dude. You know, you want to be an asshole, you know, but when somebody's an asshole to you, then all of a sudden your feelings get hurt. You know what I mean?
Or then you got to be the bigger asshole, right?
Yeah.
Then it's just a fucking a tiny dick competition.
Right. Oh, buddy, you hear what he said about me? You know, what happened to being an asshole? What happened to not, I don't give a fuck. What happened to I don't care, you know?
Yeah, now all of a sudden you care. Yeah, I've been there. I've been both sides of that coin.
You know, I'm sure we all have, you know, but yeah. I just, you know, the fact is that at least from my presumption is the fact that sometimes people like try to wear that as a badge of honor, like, you know, well, hey, I don't care, you know, I'm a badass or whatever. It's like, man, come on, you know.
It's kind of funny. I feel like you're talking to me.
No, you know, because amongst us, a group of people, you know what I mean? And I can be amongst friends and we can all talk shit to each other. You know, we can all be rude to each other and it's all in jest, you know, it's all, you know, me and the group or whatever. But, you know, you start putting that out there like, you know, I don't know. I hurt people's feelings on purpose. I tell them the truth about themselves or whatever the case may be, you know, but it's still like, man, you know, let somebody tell you the truth about you and see how.
To be the guy that's out there on a daily basis doing that to everybody who comes across because he thinks it's the right thing to do is definitely heading down the wrong road. But I'm not gonna say that I'm not guilty of telling people every once in a while. I've been training my whole life to be the level of asshole I am right now. But sometimes they need to know what that level is.
Right, you know, and are you an asshole all the time?
Oh, no, only when I need to be. No,
right, exactly.
Only when the situation dictates it. I like to pride myself on how good of an asshole I am, but I'm not an asshole all the time.
When needed, right? But some people out there, they just want to try, you know, to ride out that asshole wave like it's a thing to do. You know what I mean? They wake up, I'm going to be an asshole today, no matter what.
Yeah, I know a few people like that. They usually don't get very far.
No,
they usually don't get very far.
And then they blame other people for their, you know, for their
You gotta, right? That's protocol. Like any in these days, you know, anybody with a Facebook account, that's protocol to make sure you blame somebody else for your for your downfalls. You know, nothing's your fault. It can't be.
Right, right. And then they're calling you an asshole for not fucking.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's nuts.
You know,
I don't know what you can do about it other than, you know, pick and choose, man. That's it. I've moved through, you know, some friends. I've had some really good friends, and you know, for a long time. And finally, you know, it's that situation where you're kind of too close to it to really realize what it is.
Yeah.
And when you take a step back and you finally just kind of get tired of it all.
Yeah,
you really see what's going on, and it's time to, you know, cut bait at that point and move on.
Yeah,
you know,
or when, you know, again, when, well, you know, like amongst all friends or whatever, you know, I mean, some, you know, I'm sure I'm guilty of it as well. Is that, you know, we tend to take our friends for granted or whatever. I mean, and do some things that they see is just, or we see is like somebody does something to us, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, man, that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're just,
yeah,
you know, and yeah, and you
that's end, easy to do,
yeah, and you end a friendship a long time over, and it's probably usually, you know, petty shit,
yeah, you know? 9 times out of 10, it's that one little thing that finally just pushes everything over the edge,
yeah. Well, and it's sad to see, man. And then with this whole social media, I got a friend, I won't mention his name, you know, but he was friends with this other guy since, like, I don't know, junior high or whatnot, man. And they, you know, went out and did things, all kinds of stuff together, whatever. And this friend of mine got into a little, I don't want to say an argument, man, but a little disagreement with his friend's wife about how they, you know, so one of them should raise their children, you know. And
that's two touchy subjects right there.
Arguing
with the dude's wife and telling her how to raise her kids.
Right. Well, actually,
for some shit, right?
Actually, the wife was telling my friend, like, hey, you know, just maybe, you know what I mean? You should be, you know, be raising. Gotcha. You know, whatever. Don't really matter which way it went. You know what I mean? And it's just like, hey, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. And they just fucked off that whole relationship, man. And here's what I'm getting at. And this whole social media now. Like, she's just blasting him, you know what I mean? And just, you know, it's like, fuck, are you kidding me? That's, you know, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Who knows? I see it all the time.
Dude, it's sad.
And I just shake my head at people
airing
their dirty laundry in front of the world.
Exactly.
And you get pissed off when you call them out on it. Like, you know, and then you get involved, you know, or somebody else gets involved, and then they go attack them. It's like, you put this shit in a public forum, and you don't want anybody else's opinion. Like, what the fuck are you sharing this for?
Oh, we saw something recently on my page like that.
Yeah. I think I might have offended that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's funny. I posted today on my Facebook account that, you know, this coming week, starting tomorrow, obviously, all tomorrow being a Monday, that you know, that if I get a text from you, be prepared for a phone call, you know, because we in my opinion, like, we've grown so far apart from the actual
You know, nobody talks anymore,
right.
I'll tell you, me and my wife don't talk to each other on the phone. If I see my phone ringing and it's my wife, I'm expecting an emergency, you know. Otherwise, it's a text message. And that's that, you know.
Really?
I don't talk to nobody on the phone. Yeah, it's weird, you know, but it's just, that's just what it's become. And you don't resist it too much, you know. But, I mean, think about most of the time, you know, you're at work, you know, you probably shouldn't be talking on the phone so much. So, you know, it's easier to sneak in a text. So most of your conversations are usually end up being text anyway.
Right.
You know, we call each other on occasion, but like I said, it usually only if it's an emergency.
you know what? Okay, so I posted that today, and somebody texted me. So I called them right out. I wanted to start it tomorrow, but, you know, so I'm going to try it, you know. So they text me, and I called them, and go, what's going on?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. What's wrong?
Yeah. Hey, you know,
you're going against the grain, dude. You're being weird, man. That's not socially acceptable to talk to people anymore.
Yeah, then that's ridiculous. In my, it's gone too far. It's like, oh my, you know, I'm sure. Well,
think about when telephones came about. You know, I bet you there was a ton of people thought the same thing. Well, why the hell would I call them? I just drive over there and talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and before that, it was, I'll just walk over there and talk to them or ride a horse or whatever the hell it was, you know. It's the evolution, you know, and eventually you're just going to have to think, and then the right person's going to know what you're thinking, and you won't have to, you won't even have to text.
Well, you know, and I think the humanity, I don't want to say humanity of it, but the human element is lost, you know what I mean? And of course, in text messaging or whatever. And it's so easy to sit there and misread something, you know. Right.
Yeah. That happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of terrible. Terrible.
You know, and
then getting like, what the fuck do you mean? You know, wait a minute. Whoa, no, you took that wrong. No. I forgot the comma, you know, calm down.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I like pasta. Big deal. You know? Oh, man, what's wrong with you? Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But yeah, so I'm going to see how that goes this week. You know, my calling or whatever, see people freak out. Because I remember, you know, growing up, like my kids are 13 and 14. They've had phones for a couple of years already, you know. And one of them texts me on a regular basis, and the other one calls me on a regular basis, even though we're all in the same household or whatever. If I'm away from home, one has a tendency to call me, and the other one has a tendency to text me. And but when I was their age, like, there was no cell phones around, you know. I mean, pages were still barely going to come out. Right. You know? Yeah. And I just think that back then, obviously, it was a simpler, I don't want to say simpler time, but I mean, I don't know. It's like going, I remember me and my dad, we would go to the auto parts, and, you know, he needed a part for the car or whatever. And I was a child, and we would go to the auto parts, and my dad would, you know, tell the guy what he needs. And they would say, okay, well, Mr. Galindo, we don't have it here, man. It'll be 3 days, until we can get it in. And guess what? You know,
you waited 3 days.
We wait 3 days, man. You know, and okay, well, you know, and we just make the best of the next 3 days without that vehicle, you know.
Not anymore, man. Now it's
not anymore. You know, they'll get it to you, you know, either the same day, you know what I mean, or our other store down the street has it, you know. Yeah.
The warehouse. Well, how far is away the warehouse? You know, how far away is the warehouse? Exactly. How long will it take to get it? Yeah, well, everybody's asking that question.
So, anyways, that
kind of falls into something I've been noticing lately, you know, the whole technology thing, and you go to the grocery store or you go to the home center, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever, and they got these self checkout stands, you know, and they're selling this, you know, and I don't like to use them. One, because if you've ever used one of them damn things, it ain't nothing but trouble, you know.
Yeah.
You know, put the item in the basket. The damn thing is in there three times. You know, I pick it up and drop it. It still doesn't know it's there. It's too bad.
Remove item from the bag.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a nonstop fight with that thing. So you end up wasting more frustration, you know, than it is any good. But I've had people, you know, while I'm standing in line to go to a checker, you know, and those people that are the one person that's working those six little register things over there, you know, whatever, they'll come over because there's nobody there. Hey, come over here. Self-checkout's open.
It's like,
I don't want to use self-checkout. You know, and then on top of that, now I have to work, but I got to pay the same price.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
If you tell me you're going to give me a discount because now you don't have to pay an employee a wage.
Yes.
Salary to do what I'm going to be doing for you, then give me a discount and I'll go to that damn thing every time.
Every time. Yeah.
You know, but I got to pay the same price and I have to put in labor. I just don't see how that pans out.
Right.
But then at the same time, while I'm standing in line at the regular register, Now, so the difference between the two is at the self-checkout, you know, you just walk right up to the thing and you do your deal. But at the regular register, you're inundated with all this fucking tabloid nonsense. Oh. You know, the candy bars, and then this person is divorcing this person, and this person is fat, and this person is skinny. And, it, you know, I made an observation while I was looking at those things, and every one of them is negative. They're just, it's just negativity. This person hates this person, this person, that person, this person, you know, divorce and overweight and underweight and just
the secrets, whatever
across the world is sitting. I mean, I'm standing there and I'm like getting depressed, you know, standing there like the whole world is falling apart and it's, there's proof of it right here.
Well, you know, even like the sun, right? The sun or whatever, you know, Bat Boy escapes again. You know what I mean? Right.
I mean, those are comical at least, you know?
Yeah, but
the rest of this shit is just.
If you're in the belief of that, then what? Now you're panicking.
Now you're freaking out.
Yeah,
because. Now, no, oh, God. Now I have to watch the skies for Bat Boy.
How can that happen? How can, you know, the last time he escaped, he, you know, he killed a couple of goats or whatever, you know? And
I just don't, you know, I don't know what this is. I don't know how that is as entertaining, you know. To me, it's just, it's depressing and negativity out there.
You're going to have to choose the lesser of two evils, you know. The fact that you're going to have to go and put a little bit of labor into self-checking out, right? Which is like balls, you know. Or you know, and I don't know if they're doing this in Texas, but like out here in California, they started charging 10 cents per bag.
Oh, I would lose my shit.
That's what I thought.
I would lose my shit because they're not making enough money. See, and that isn't about making money either, because they've been giving out free bags for how many fucking years?
Yeah.
You know, and they used to make them out of paper, and you know the paper ones were more expensive than the plastic ones.
Yeah.
You know, so it isn't about making money. That is about some stupid ass politics and some dumbass fucking law that they made where they're making everybody do that. That's about revenue for that's probably taxed.
Yeah. Somebody's money somewhere, you know. And when it first started to come on, I thought, you know what, man, fuck that. I'm going to get bagged my own. You know what I mean? And I'm going to bag, you know, I'll just give them to the bag, the box boy or whatever. That you can do that, right? Yeah. But every time I go to the grocery store.
You forget to take them.
Yeah, of course, naturally.
Or you don't have enough, or you have too many, and then you're dealing with that bullshit. Yeah.
But and the funny thing is, okay, I thought initially was okay. Well, they're probably doing it to, you know, the recycled plastic. Hey, to tell people, hey, man, you know what? We're gonna charge you 10 cents if you don't bring your own bags. You know, we're gonna charge you 10 cents per bag, and we're trying to save the world, or who knows, whatever.
Yeah.
But then the bags. The bags they sell aren't even the same as the ones they used to give you. They're a lot bigger. They're a lot thicker. You know, and they're like, they're pretty heavy.
They did that just to try to justify the extra,
I guess,
the extra money, make you feel like you're getting something for your money now.
I guess, but it's like, man, if I go and I throw these in the ocean, you know what I mean? They're gonna
be worse.
Right. Yeah, it's gonna kill more turtles than you know.
So now somebody's made money on the fact that you're killing the same amount of animals and fucking up the planet as much as possible.
Of course, man. And
the only thing that's changed is that somebody's making money.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's ridiculous. You know?
That's insane.
So now you got to go to the store, watch all these, look at all this horrible crap that's going on. Of stuff that you don't even have. People, I don't, you know, whatever, it's their gig. I don't care if Beyonce's pregnant again. I don't care if Prince Charles is getting remarried to whoever, you know. I don't care that Bat Boy escapes, you know. And I gotta see that. And then you gotta make me run my own stuff through the goddamn self-checkout shit, right?
Yeah.
Charge me 10 cents per bag, you know? Yeah, and, you know, no wonder this world's all disgruntled, you know?
and that comes around to just the ignorance of people. How many people, like, don't even think about any of this stuff the way we look at it?
No.
You know, and maybe that's a good thing in some circumstances. Like, if I were just ignorant to the fact that any of this was even going on, I would just stand in line like everybody else does and pay my extra 10 cents and not give two shits about what's on the cover of the tabloids or whether or not I, you know, and I see people get excited, you know, to go over and do that self-checkout thing. Like it's some kind of adventure, you know, and just in not putting the 2 cents together, you know, just,
well,
I mean, when it comes down to ignorance, you know, I almost kind of pride myself on a little bit of it, you know, just in the fact that, and I kind of talked about this in the last episode too, was, you know, I don't really watch the news anymore. You know, I don't pay attention because it's a lot like those tabloids. It's just all negative. Yeah. You know, and the more the less I pay attention to that stuff, and the more I just focus on myself and the direction I want to go and getting things around me the way that I want them, the happier I am. So, you know, there's a little bit of bliss in the ignorance in some cases.
Okay. You know? Yeah, of course, you know. But okay, so speaking of, like the news and whatnot, whether people support Trump or against him or whatever, this and that, I don't know, man. Like, here's every single thing about him is negative in the news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, and it's gotta be because he's controversial. You know,
well, I understand.
Because for all these years, people have been begging for a president who's going to try to get shit done and who's actually going to do the things that he said he was going to do. Right. And now they have that more. I'm not going to say that they have that 100%, but they have that more than they've ever had it before. And now they're scared because shit's happening.
Well, OK, you know? OK. Who's scared? The public,
the people who are paying attention to this nonsense that's being put out there.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
People who are actually paying attention to all of this negativeness, negative media, are fearing for their lives. And it's no secret that the media, you know, the media is not the only one, but basically fear is a huge controlling tactic.
Of course.
You know, if you can get somebody afraid of something, shit, we talked about Alex Jones. Alex Jones uses it, you know, his is nothing but fear. Oh my God, the reptiles are coming to get you, you know? And what do I got to do about it? Well, you got to load up more bullets and start aiming at blue helmeted targets.
No. At the same time, like, sure, some. Okay, Alex Jones. Maybe if you don't believe in the green aliens or what lizard people or whatever, you know, okay, fine, you don't bite into it. But when when you're just some regular Joe, and you come home and you turn on the TV, and all you see is the negative stuff of, let's just say, Trump, you know, everything coming out of him coming out of the news is straight negative. It's like, well, how did he get elected in the first place? You know, I mean, if you're some regular Joe and you come home and, you know, you turn on the TV and all you hear is all of this negativity from basically every channel, you know, channel, is saying, oh, well, this and that and this and that and whatever, you know, then how did he get there? How did Trump get in that? Don't tell me it's the Russians. You know what I mean? Don't tell me it's the, you know, please, you know,
you just got to convince enough people that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. You know, and that's basically what Obama did. You know, he convinced people he was going to do what he said he was going to do. And then I feel like he didn't do all that.
No, I was exactly.
Now you've got a guy who said he's going to do something, and for the first time in, you know, how many fucking years, he's actually doing it. And people are losing their minds because of that shit. You know, mostly the media is losing their shit, and they're going straight negative on him, you know?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy.
So, that's where I come into why I just sort of stopped paying attention to all that, because I got deep into that stuff for a while, you know, and I finally just said, you know, I see no end to this, you know, it's just going to continue to get worse. And meanwhile, I look around me and nothing's really changing that warrants the way that I'm feeling about things changing. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So I just kind of stop paying attention to it and focus that energy somewhere else. And it tends to work out, I think.
I think that if, more people or less people would pay attention to what's being said. Okay, put it this way. If more people pay attention to like the real issues or real problems, then obviously we would be having a different, you know, obviously a different thought about where how our country, because our country's, you know, still number one, right? Still the best place to live, I believe, right? Still the best place to, right. You know, yeah.
But it's you know, I've done that. I say, okay, if this sucks so bad, then where am I going to go? You know,
right, exactly.
And you check them all off the list. You know, there isn't anywhere else.
I don't know how close you live to the Mexican border, but you know, I live here in Orange County, which is a couple of hours. I tell people, hey, you don't like it? I have 2 hours, you know, and live in Tijuana. You know what I mean?
No,
you know,
no, that's not going to happen. No.
Yeah, right. Okay. They're not going to do that, you know. Yeah. And I don't see people flocking to other countries, you know, maybe
like they say, maybe Germany too, right?
Right. Well, maybe Germany now. You know what I mean? With this, whether this whole, the whole Angela Merkel or whatever, letting all the people in or whatever. But still, people still want to come here, you know, to make, you know, a decent living. You know, they still have. We're still held in some kind of regard, you know.
Right. But, yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah, which is, you know, a pretty goddamn good thing, I think. I don't know. So, anyway, but, you know, so but back to the ignorance of people. I don't know. I think, you know, and that includes me, you know. I mean, I don't know if it includes you. You know, you already said you're the ignorance. Yeah, is.
I'll admit to being ignorant to certain things, and you know, purposefully.
Yeah. You know, I had this, I was watching this, this chick, me and this chick were chit-chatting or whatever, and she was watching her neighbor water her lawn. And we had this big old drought over here in California. You know, you're supposed to water on such and such days or whatever. And she was just watching this lady water her lawn, and she was just all like, look at her, just watering her lawn like you know, like we're not in a drought and this and that and whatever. You know, I'm sure. Maybe she didn't, that lady didn't realize it, or maybe she didn't think. But the chick that was telling me this, you know, she ends up getting in this old beat up pickup, which is cool. But, you know, that's, that's just putting out smoke, you know what I mean? And gas guzzler. What? And she's like, well, you know, I guess.
How dare she water her lawn, right?
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, you know, you're focusing on that, but you know, you're not realizing what you're doing.
Yeah. And,
you know, so I don't know, man. It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
It gets crazy. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of nonsense in the world. And that was, you know, that was one of the reasons I definitely wanted to leave California. And you know, Texas has its fair share of it too, but I definitely see some pretty big differences in just, you know, the amount of people in California that just want to tell you what to do, you know, but without looking at themselves first. They're more worried about what you're doing than what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, you know, there's enough of that here. Yeah. You know, I'm not far from Houston, and any of the big cities definitely tend to have that. I live outside of Houston, and I can, you know, within an hour or two quickly get away from that mindset. You know, I can come out here and people don't necessarily want to tell you. Now, I live in a neighborhood where, you know, your yard is your yard. As long as your shit isn't in my yard, then it's your shit and it's in your yard. And if it makes your house look bad, then it makes your house look bad. You know, nobody tends to care what anybody else is doing. Now, that doesn't mean that the neighborhood's full of a bunch of shitty, you know, cars and crap laying around all over the place, but
yeah.
You know, you got a neighbor that doesn't want to mow his lawn every weekend, you know, so fucking what?
Yeah.
You know, he's not forcing you to not mow your lawn, and I'm not forcing him to mow his. So, you know, it's definitely the feeling of freedom at the very least, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, what is freedom and liberty?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's exactly that. It's the choice to be able to head in the direction that you want to head with your life without someone else, as long as you're not impeding on the direction they want to head with their life, and they're not impeding in the direction you want to head with your life, then why are you worried about what they're doing? You shouldn't try to take anything away from them, and they shouldn't try to take anything away from you to satisfy themselves. You know, you move forward with what you want as long as it doesn't, you know, disturb or halt somebody else moving forward.
Yeah, don't fuck with me because I'm not going to be fucking with you, you know.
Exactly. You know, let me do my thing.
Right.
As long as, you know, it's sort of a, you know, a double-edged sword. You know, this neighborhood that I live in, we get a guy that lives over, you know, a street or so over from us, and he's got this car, and he's, I don't know, he's probably done some work to it or something, but it's loud as shit. And he gets up early in the morning, and it just, with the way his garage sits and the way the hill is, you know, the sound comes right in our bedroom. My wife absolutely hates that guy. We've never talked to him. We don't know him. But his car is loud, and he wants it loud, whatever, that's his choice, you know, but yeah, just, you can't go over there and go, you know, that fucking car, you need to do something about, it's a disturbance. I don't like it, but you know, it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't really affect me. You know, that's kind of a touchy borderline point where, you know, that thing could be waking me up and I got a, you know, a job and I got to be working, it could be, but it isn't. And I'm sure the people who live even closer to him are probably more pissed off about it than I would be, you know, but there's no reason to say anything. Now, if this were in another neighborhood somewhere else, you know, they'd be calling the HOA and can only paint your fence this color and you can only, your grass has to only, can only be an inch long. And, you know, that's just too much nonsense for me. I don't need to be involved in any of that. So I'd rather have to deal with this guy and his loud car and all that other bullshit that comes with all that. You know what I mean?
And you know, and you're gonna, and you're probably gonna have, because of the, obviously because of the added the difference of people in general, and everywhere you go, differences that we have. Your favorite color is orange, or my favorite color is orange. Your favorite color is blue. Blah blah blah. You like hot rods. You know, we like lowriders. Whatever the case may be, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, and there's always going to, you know, you're always going to have an asshole at work. You know what I mean? But, you know, but that's in our perception, you know, and that asshole, you know, may not be, you know, it's, you know, it's, he may not even be an asshole to, he's obviously not an asshole to his friends, you know? So,
yeah. So, well, maybe he is. And maybe all his friends are assholes and they like that. Maybe they wear like a badge.
Right. Oh, shit.
All right, man. Well, you want to get into some music?
Sure.
What we got going on this week for music?
Oh, let me see. Okay, I got to start off. I picked today, man, that I'll start at the bottom, number five, right? Number five is Baby Blue by Badfinger.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard it. Big, was a song played on the last episode of Breaking Bad.
Okay, yeah,
right. But I was watching sad story. I mean, I was looking at some sad stories of rock and roll, and this, you know, Badfinger is like a truly, like a sad story of what happened to them, because you know they got. I don't know if you know, they signed up with some manager. He pretty much took all their money. And,
that happens a lot.
Yeah, I know. And, well, the two of these guys committed suicide, you know, and it's just like, oh, man, you know. And they've got other, you know, they've got other, a bunch of other great songs, too. And it's like, you know, how can somebody let that happen, you know, to them, like, you know, I don't know. I guess it's easy for me to say because it hasn't happened to me, you know.
Yeah. I think always comes back to greed. There's been numbers of big bands, you know, throughout history that have been screwed over by management or record companies or whoever, and you know, not got the money you thought that they should have gotten for as popular as they were.
Right. You know? Right. You know,
that happens more often than not, actually.
Right. You know, and so I don't know. So, but Baby Blue, to me, and it sounds kooky because for at least for me, coming from my upbringing, like I was, I'm not gonna say I was raised on like oldies or because I wasn't, but that's how I the scene I fell into, and like it's a love song that by some white guys, you know, back in the 70s. And to me, the whole rhythm, the way the rhythm of it and the lyrics of it to me are like truly like an incredible make for an incredible song, man. And so I got Baby Blue by Badfinger as my number five. Number four is I Got News for You by Ray Charles. And first of all,
you can't go wrong with Ray Charles, right?
No, of course not. You just can't. But like, I know there's quite a few blind black artists out there that have like are really big.
Yeah.
You know, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles. I can't think of this other guy's name. God, they sing Stroking. But God,
I don't know if I know that one.
Anyways, but I saw him in concert and. Not Ray Charles, but this other guy, Clarence Thomas. That's a Supreme Court justice, but
yeah, I don't think he was blind.
No, I don't think so. But it's crazy, man. Real quick, man, before I get into the song, it's like, you know, you make me blind, or if I'm born blind, I don't know how many blind Mexican or Hispanic singers are out there, you know. It's just weird how,
yeah.
You know, you got a few of them out there. So I Got News for You by Ray Charles, and it's pretty much a song about you know, him thinking that this woman's pure, and then he's taking her out to different places, and is, you know, he's realizing that, you know, how much of a tramp she's been. You know what I mean? And, you know, he's all in love with her. And he's like, hey, what is going on here, man? You know, and
take her around and everybody knows her.
Yeah, exactly. And like a bunch of his songs is filled with like one-liners. You know what I mean? Plays a little bit of music. It'll be just his voice. So more music. And then a zinger comes in from him. And it's just like, oh, my God, this guy rips it up. It's funny, man. It's funny. I got that going on, and you know, Ray, as odd as it seems, I looked up like Johnny B. Good, that song Johnny B. Good, and how many times?
Who hasn't heard that song?
Exactly. That's my point. Like that's on my list, but it's not by any specific artist, you know, because it's been done by so many.
Everybody, yeah. You know? A million people. Yeah. Everybody's,
you know, and it's, that song. You know, yeah. It's almost as much as it's been done as like, some Christian folk song or whatever, you know what I mean? That's done by every country group. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you take Johnny B. Good and you just Google it. And, of course, the first one that's going to pop up is probably going to be I can't even think of his fucking name right now. Chuck Berry. You know what I mean?
Right.
But after that, it's just AC/DC. You know, who knows who? You know, it's incredible how many people have actually, you know, I mean, done that song. And a track that he'd been written by him. So anyways, I got that song down. And then I don't know why I'm mad, but here lately I just been on this whole bluesy kind of edge. I wouldn't say Bad Fingers bluesy, but Baby Blue sure is bluesy.
Yeah.
You know, and of course Johnny B. Good is relatively bluesy, but quite from the guitar picking, I guess. But you know, now I got Robert Cray, which is next. Smoking Gun.
There you go.
You ever heard that one?
I have. Smoking Gun? Not in a while. I'm somewhat familiar.
You know, with it. Yeah. And Robert Cray, he's an amazing guitarist, and he's been around the block a while. And Smoking Gun is probably his biggest. his biggest hit. But the guitar on him is really smooth. It's not overpowering. It's not,
just okay. Enough, right?
Yeah. Take a Stevie Ray Vaughan and he's known for his guitar, obviously. And, right. But, you know, and I love Stevie Ray, but sometimes it's like, dude, let's get some bass. You know what I mean?
Back a little.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not the case with Robert Cray. He's really smooth with it. And, well, I guess he can be overpowering, I guess, if you're, but that's my number two. And then number one would be Life on the Edge by Cadillac Tramps. And the reason I'm bringing this one up is Mike Gabby Gaborno, the lead singer of the Cadillac Tramps. He just passed away not too long ago.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This guy had been through, all kinds of shit. New liver, cancer fucking treatments and all this stuff. And he got sober and came down with all kinds of – he got in recovery, came down with all kinds of, whatever. Once we get in recovery, we start realizing the damage we've done to our body. The drinking and the drugging for all these years or whatever. And then we start straightening up, and all of a sudden we got cirrhosis, Hep C. It's ridiculous.
All stuff, right? Yeah.
All that, And bad teeth.
right.
And this guy went, he plowed through it all, man. And he ended up getting a new liver, man. He beat cancer. All kinds of stuff, and I guess cancer came, and the cat, he had a different type of cancer that got him or whatever, man, but it just whittled him away to nothing, man, and he just recently died, man, but Life on the Edge, definitely.
Yeah, he lived it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my top pick for the week, man. That's my top pick for the week.
Cool. Yeah, good stuff, man. I dig it. All right, well, I'll jump into mine. I got I went a different direction for sure. I'm kind of all over the place with this one.
Okay.
So my number five here is a song I picked purely for the entertainment value and just because it exists. I think it's hilarious. It's a song called Smokestack. It's by these guys that call themselves the Lax or the LACS. I don't know what it is either way. So It wasn't until I moved to Texas that I even realized or found out that this existed. This is basically redneck rap. It's incredible too. It's you got to check it out. It's incredible. It's just two white dudes, one little skinny white dude and one big fat white dude, and they get down. And this song "Smokestack" is all about big ass lifted diesel trucks. Get them lifted as high as you can. Oh, put the smokestacks off the bed and just roll coal down the highway. And that's all it's about, is just black smoke coming out of the stacks of a diesel truck.
Oh my god,
it's hilarious. Oh, it's amazing. These guys put it down. They're all in all, they're pretty talented. The content is a bit ridiculous, but I dig them. Sometimes I listen to them. It's like a guilty pleasure.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Yeah. What you got?
So we got this Smokestack, right, by this band. And it would, from what you tell me, it portrays, I guess, right, their lifestyle maybe, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely a lifestyle thing. Cars always depict, the lifestyle. So big, tall diesel truck, big off-road tires. And then around here, you take them out in the mud.
Yeah, okay.
You go mud in the swamps.
If you're not into rap, then rap gets a bad rap. Oh, look at that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But no pun intended.
Right, exactly. Yeah, very good. So if you're not into rap, then it's like, either you're into it or it's crap, right?
Yeah.
A lot of it nowadays, I believe, has it's like the hair band of the '80s. You know what I mean? It just went way out.
But I'm not into the new stuff, you know.
Right.
Like I'm not into new country either, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Ain't what it used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now nobody's losing their dog nowadays, right?
Whatever. Yeah, right.
But, you know.
No sad stories.
Yeah, exactly. But so if you're a white guy who lives out in Texas and aren't very, because all you see is rap from the West Coast or from the East Coast and you're turned off by it, would you think that this kind of rap would be like, okay?
Well, yeah, definitely. It's a different. It's not East Coast and it's not West Coast.
Okay, right. It's Texas.
It's right? South. It's different and it's not West Coast. It's South. It is different. You got to take a listen to it.
Oh, I will. But would it convince you that rap is an art?
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't say that.
Really?
No, like, oh, I wouldn't say that this is the one thing that makes you believe rap is okay. It might do the opposite. If you're on the fence, this might bump you one way or the other.
Okay,
but it isn't gonna sell you. But if you're already into a little bit of it, it's a little entertaining.
Okay,
right, it's cool. Fun. Well, you know, if you take it for what it is, it's fun.
Okay,
you know, and it's in most of it.
Meant to be fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
All right. Okay. You know. Okay. All right. Cool. All right, go ahead. Next one.
The next one I got here is it's a cover. So I think on last episode we talked about how I feel about covers.
Cover, yeah.
So this is a cover called "Is Straight Through the Heart," which is a Ronnie James Dio song, right? This one's done by Lizzie Hale with Hailstorm. There's an album. It's called Ronnie James Dio, This Is Your Life. And it's just a bunch of people doing Ronnie James Dio covers of songs that he's done throughout his career. It's amazing. Her version of it is incredible. She's got a fantastic voice. In fact, I heard another cover she did recently with it's the singer from Disturbed, his new band. I think they're called The Device. She did a song with him, actually. They did, it's a Lita Ford song. She is, as far as I'm concerned, like the new Lita Ford. She's got a fantastic metal female voice, which, you know, that doesn't happen very often either.
No, it doesn't, but, no.
That whole album is really pretty good. There's a few songs on it I don't really care for, but the good majority of it is really good.
As with most albums.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Especially when you got multiple people on them and it's not the same band or something. Yeah.
Right.
But it's worth checking out if you're into some Dio stuff. It's a good album. And then that song, you know, that she did with Hailstorm is fantastic. The next one I have is, this is an interesting band. The song is called Victor. Or Victor, however you want to say it. The band is called Visa. They are a small LA band. They're on a label with Surge from System of a Down.
Okay.
Or a management company or something. He manages them or something like that. And they I think they got together in like 2010. They're kind of Armenian and kind of Greek, I guess, influence is what I've read. When I listen to them, I feel like I'm going to a Russian circus.
Really?
Yeah. They're like a kind of a rock band. They're not heavy. They're kind of, I don't want to say poppy, but sort of upbeat kind of rock with some funky sounds. I mean, they've got like some mandolins and some weird instruments going on. And like I said, the image I get in my head when I listen to these guys is a Russian circus. And they're just amazing. But the song Victor is really good. Surge from System of a Down actually sings on that song with them. The album's called Made in Chernobyl. These guys are great. They're fantastic. And they're back in the studio. They actually got back together. They took a break for a few years. They did a show in Hollywood recently. And they're back in the studio and they're doing another album. So they've got a few albums out, but that one, Made in Chernobyl, is an excellent album to listen to get into that band. So those guys are definitely worth checking out. The next one I got is definitely also a different one that most people, given my previous lists and my picks of music, would think this guy's crazy for picking this song, but I think it's a fantastic song. It's called I Don't Know My Name, and the girl who sings it, her name is Grace Vanderwaal. She's like a 12 or 13 year old girl, and she was the winner of the last America's Got Talent. And she is just her and a ukulele, and she has a really amazing voice. She can jam on some ukulele. And I see your face. Your daughter probably
knows. My daughter right here. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah. You have to check her out. Her voice is great. It's kind of squeaky and kind of crackly, and you know it's not like perfect, but it's perfect for what she does with it. She knows how to use her voice really well, and I love listening to her. My wife doesn't understand why I like her so much because she doesn't really care for her, but. Yeah, I'm really into what she's got going on, and I hope she has a really good future because she's very talented.
My daughter has a tendency. I don't know if you've seen my Facebook posts or my videos.
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
Yeah, she belts it out. She can sing, but she, she's shy in front of people or whatever, so I got to sneak in these recordings and whatnot. But she's right here right now, and she's just all like, yeah, she's badass. You know what I mean? I'm saying badass, obviously. But, she's all – every time he's – when you said, like, the squeaky crackle, she's all
– Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, tell her we want to hear something.
No, well, maybe one of these will get her up here, man. Maybe one of these. Because she's really – she's – and of course, she's my daughter, whatever, and in my opinion, she can – but she's really, really – really good, man.
I heard the stuff you snuck in. She does have a good voice. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
So my number one, I got to go with, and this one I had to pick this one. The song's called Start a Riot. It is a fantastic song. Yeah. And when I saw the title of this song, when it first came out, I thought, oh, man.
I thought it was Startariat.
You know what? I did the same thing. I was like, what does Startariat mean? It's Startariot. It's Start a Riot. And that's actually how the song goes, too. So this is the band called Hell Yeah. And it's off their new album. It's called Start a Riot. And the minute you hear the song, it's fast. It's hard. It's energetic. And it's about starting a riot. It's just about metal fans coming together, having each other's back, and not taking shit from anybody who isn't, in the group or whatever. And I could just totally see them playing this song at just the right festival or something like that.
And riot's
going to go down. You know what I mean? So I recently saw these guys at the House of Blues here in Houston. And I've never seen them live before. And I don't know if you know who they are. The drummer is Vinnie Paul. He's the drummer from Pantera.
Right.
So was Dimebag Darrell's brother. And then the singer is the old singer from Mudvayne. And he's got a great metal voice too. It's pretty good. But these guys, they're super, super energetic. I mean, they get crazy. The singer's all over the place. He's jumping up and down. He's bouncing around. He's really bringing a show. These guys are putting it on. They're not just they're not just going through the motions every night. They actually care about what they're doing, and they're putting out a fantastic show. Yeah, and they did play that song, and I don't think anybody got hurt, which was kind of surprising. But
which is good.
it's good. But they're just amazing, and that's a really, really great song. If you need to get pumped up for any reason, if you're hitting the gym or something, that song will do it for you. So. That's pretty much what I got. Those are my top five for the week. And so I think we should maybe wrap this thing up unless you got something else you want to chat about.
Well, what I was going to ask you how long you been out in Texas already?
It's coming up on 3 years.
Is there anything of California that you miss? What do you miss the most in California?
California itself? No. I missed some friends. I miss seeing some of my friends, and that's kind of one of the reasons I'm still on Facebook, is just to see sort of what they got going on and follow along. You know, we got friends that got kids, and you know, it's we're not getting to see them really grow up, you know, too much because we're not there. So we're actually, well, me, for the first time since we've moved to Texas, the next month we're actually going to be taking a trip back out there.
Well, you mentioned
we're going to get everybody together and get to see, you know, some of the people we haven't seen in a while. But you know, other than that, there isn't a lot about California that I miss. California itself, you know, like I said, the friends and the family and stuff like that, but not really California.
Yeah, you know, miss the weather.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure how good your weather been, you know, this year? Yeah. It's been cold and rainy for the last 3 months.
Well, you know, it's funny. Today was 80 something degrees, you know, and it's supposed to be even hotter Monday. But hey, rain on Friday. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? You know,
the weather is okay. I mean, it's, some people say you never get used to the weather in Texas. I seem to have gotten used to, maybe not used to it, but you just learn how to deal with it. You know, life moves a little differently. So you learn how to kind of deal with that situation. You know, it's not too bad. I don't mind it.
All right. Well, I just wanted to see if, so you're pretty much settled in over there. You know,
Yeah, we're solid.
What's funny, man, is that like I have ever since I better look.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, but like ever since my kid's mom's passed away, like I've been wanting to get the fuck out of California myself. You know what I mean? Arizona.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, Arizona, Colorado, Oregon, Washington.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, maybe even Nevada. Who knows? You know, but I can't do it. I tell myself, like, I can't do it to them. You know what I mean? They don't have a, you know, they just, you know, they're all their friend. And, but, you know, I guess I'm trying to be a friend more than a father, you know, right now. But, because in the long run, it'd probably be better for all of us to get the fuck out, you know?
Right.
But,
yeah.
But
they're not going to see it that way at all, you know?
No, I know. I know. They're about to start high school next year, you know?
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Let me tell you something real quick. So did I tell you on Monday I found a wallet? Did I tell you this?
No.
No, okay. So on Monday, I'm going to go to this meeting, and I fucking walk out my door, and I find a wallet on front of my place. So I pick it up, and I look at – I no money. You know, I look at the ID, and I fucking – it belongs to my neighbor, right? So I go to my neighbor, you know, and the door's wide open at my neighbor's house. I ring the doorbell. Waiting for them to fucking answer, and they're not answering, whatever. Finally come to the door, I give them their wallet, and I'm walking back past my place, and on my patio, there's these two little boys, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. So I'm like, what's up? You know, and they both turn around all scared. Oh, we just want to see if Alyssa's here, and I'm all for what? You know, and they're all, just to see if she wants to come hang out and this and that. And, you know, my daughter opens the door all, ta-da, you know, like she was expecting them. You know what I mean? But I was, the little bit of time that it took for me to go next door to deliver that wallet.
She thought you were gone or what?
Yeah, I guess. What the fuck, man? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, God, I got to look.
Here it comes, man. High school. Yeah,
exactly. Fucking kids.
That's crazy.
Anyways. All right. Cool. Good. All right. Well, I guess that's it for today, right?
Yeah, I guess that wraps it up for today. So if you want to check us out, we're at unrestrictedpodcast.com. You can send us an email at feedback@unrestrictedpodcast.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at Unrestricted Podcast. And if you want to get us on Twitter, we're at Unrestricted Pod. So that's another show. We'll see you next week.
Go. She don't tear him apart. He needs a brand new life. Needs a brand new start to it. Up to me.
got me a little problem. Morphine, old Bobo Town. I need a brand new life. Just a one more start. Wounds that gets me a little problem. That's right, you got a problem. To me, right? I said, man, Holmes, what you need? Man, that got me a little problem. I'm about to take the big fall, he said. Give me a motherfucking brand new life, Holmes. Man, I just need one more stop. Hey, man, if you could just let me 20. Oh, get on down the road, Holmes. Can't let himself another woman. She don't wreck his ass.